This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we've got our weekly bloggers roundtable, but first, a look what's happening online. Here with me is News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So a new study shows the internet is posing a major threat to local newspapers. Tell me about that.
Right. It's a study out from Harvard University that finds that people are favoring the internet over television and newspapers as their primary source of news. And it's a trend that could eventually lead to the demise of local newspapers. Our researchers studied traffic to 160 news websites over a year-long period and found that because more people are getting their news from the web, especially news blogs and search engines and major sites like the New York Times, it reduces the influence of where they live, and by extension, makes neighborhood newspapers less necessary.
You know, I was recently at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, and a woman was saying that basically she was only half joking, gallows humor, that Craigslist used to eat their lunch. Now it's eating their dinner and their breakfast, too. So it's also the ad revenues. But I imagine that this trend could hurt small black newspapers. What do you think?
Exactly. I mean, any trend that spells trouble for mainstream media spells disaster for small black news organizations. So it'll mean that the nation's black papers have to adapt their business models and find innovative ways to serve their audiences, especially because these papers can't just replace newspaper readers with online readers, because at this point, as the study points out, the sale of a newspaper is still more profitable than drawing that same reader to a website.
So what are folks talking about on our blog?
They're talking about Michael Vick, they're talking about illegal immigration, and they're also talking about last week's blogger roundtable. You remember that there was an intense personal exchange between two of the guests about black women who date outside the race.
Oh, yes, yeah. I do remember.
So that sparked a dialogue online, to say the least, and folks can go to our blog to revisit that segment and read the comments about it.
So we use the blog sometimes to reach out and try to get people to tell us stories about their own lives. And what are we working on now?
Well, we're trying to put a face on the war in Iraq. So we're looking for servicemen and women who have recently returned from the war, as well as their family members of soldiers who are currently deployed. And so we're looking for those people, and we're also looking for folks who have homes in foreclosure and those who have trouble paying their mortgages because of changes in their adjustable rate. And people can contact us at our blog.
Well, definitely very important that you share our stories with us, because those are the stories we want to tell. And Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.